What do you say that we unify this party at this crucial moment when unity is everything?
As to Hillary Clinton, the charge of putting herself ahead of America, guilty or not guilty?
And it is my honor to be able to throw Donald Trump over the top in the delegate count tonight with 89 delegates.
This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. Thanks so much for listening. Voices from Cleveland, Chris Christie, Paul Ryan, and Donald Trump Jr. having their moments at the GOP convention last night. Tonight, Ted Cruz stalks the convention, trying to appeal to his, in many cases, angry foot soldiers. We'll hear from a few of those in a moment. This is also the moment for Mike Pence, vice presidential candidate, to shine in Cleveland by formally accepting his nomination. The proceedings in Cleveland have got you talking. Any moment stand out?
Donald Trump Jr. was actually a great speech. I really loved it. I like the way he's talking about, you know, traditional conservative issues. I thought his education point was awesome. I really love the way he's just becoming more conservative. It wasn't like that in the beginning.
What I could see was the hatred for Hillary and everything like that. All anybody talked about, it was almost obsessive to the point of pathetic.
Well, the official theme of tonight's proceedings is Make America First Again. Newt Gingrich fits into that theme, apparently, and will be speaking tonight. Takeaway Washington correspondent Todd Zwillick is in Cleveland and says there are plenty of people in Cleveland not buying these neat themes.
Well, John, I got to tell you that many of the speeches last night absolutely electrified the crowd here. Donald Trump Jr., his son, extolled his father's virtues as a parent and a leader. Chris Christie played the prosecutor and listed off Hillary Clinton's crimes and transgressions and really whipped the crowd into a frenzy, chanting, "Lock her up." Those were unifying moments, and they were huge. But, John, behind it, there has been a lot of unrest and disunity on the floor the first half of this convention. And the speech to watch tonight is from Texas Senator and one-time Donald Trump rival Ted Cruz. Cruz speaks this evening, and he still has a ton of foot soldiers in this crowd, many of whom have been livid at the way the RNC has run the convention, and they say shut out their delegate votes. Sandra Ziegler is a pro-Cruz delegate from Texas. She's going to be listening very closely to Ted Cruz tonight. She's going to have breakfast with him today, and she wants to know that Ted Cruz is still running for president in 2020.
You know, I'm expecting him to preach the blessings of liberty. I really am. Give a full-throated apology for why conservatism is really indispensable in our party. And I do not expect any sort of thing that would sound anywhere close to an endorsement from him of Donald Trump. There's a lot of conservatives here in his camp. He's got that ground game built, and he's maintaining contact with those people for the next time around. And I don't think he's going to give that up.
Are there a lot of holdout voices like Sandra, and are they from all over the country?
Well, John, it's important to say that this is not the majority of delegates on the floor. Donald Trump won this nomination yesterday, and the majority of delegates do support him. But there are a lot. There are many, and many I've talked to who've been just plain angry. Let me take you to the Alaska delegation last night, where during the roll call of states, where the states put in their votes to the chair to nominate the party's choice for president of the United States, the Alaska delegation went up in arms, thought that their votes weren't counted properly. They had many votes for Ted Cruz. They had many votes for Marco Rubio and votes for Trump, too. But the chair recorded their votes as unanimously for Trump, and the Alaska delegation went crazy. David Donnelly is one of them.
We announced there's 12 votes for Cruz, 5 votes for Rubio, and 11 votes for Trump, and they counted all 30 for Trump. And they never asked us. They never contacted us. They never said anything. They cheated me out of my vote.
The RNC is corrupt.
Well, the Alaska delegation is pretty up in arms. Are they going to make more noise as this convention continues?
John, Judy Elledge is another member of the Alaska delegation who was pretty clear about her feelings after the dust-up.
My last convention. They don't have my respect or anything, and I'm tired of it. If they think bullying and silencing people helps this movement, it doesn't.
And John, Judy Elledge told me that she's done with the Republican Party after this. And she said she won't help Donald Trump get elected the way she's helped with other candidates. Now, that might not be a big deal in Alaska, where the Republican's going to win no matter what, at least most likely. But I got a similar sentiment from Chris Morrill. Now, Chris is a Cruz delegate from Arizona who said he runs several Facebook groups with thousands of members in support of conservative causes and conservative candidates. He's phone banked and canvassed for other candidates, even ones that aren't conservative enough for his liking because they're Republicans, and he wants them to win. Chris Morrill told me that after this convention, he's rethinking all of that. This audio is a little bit crackly because we were right in front of one of the speakers with the rock and roll music playing.
When you shut out the conservative base and treat them like sore losers or radicals, then you're telling them you don't need them. Why should you expect them to support you?
And then, John, I would just take you back to where we began to Sandra Ziegler from Texas, because she told me that she has traveled at her own expense from her home in Texas to a swing state to canvass for the Republican nominee for the last three elections, including 2012.
I mourned and I embraced our eventual nominee, Mitt Romney, and I went to Cleveland, Ohio, right here in Cuyahoga County, and knocked on doors in the rain for a week as Hurricane Sandy was blowing in. I have never been in a spot where I couldn't support our ultimate nominee. And I find myself there now.
But are you going to go to Ohio or Pennsylvania or Wisconsin for...
No, I don't see myself doing that. I think all the Trump supporters who basically told us to take a hike and that all of our concerns are stupid, they can go man those phones.
That might mean President Clinton.
Well, I guess we'll see, won't we?
Do you think that's a widespread view, that Clinton is preferable to the... anger that the Trump supporters have aroused in all of these Cruz supporters?
It's not a widespread view that Clinton is preferable, because Hillary Clinton makes these delegates cringe. And so what would they actually do in November? Some of them might come around. They might feel a little bit better when this convention is over. But the important thing, John, is not necessarily how these people cast their votes. The important thing is what they do between now and then, because these are the Republican foot soldiers. These are the people who pay their own money and take their own time to come to conventions. And they're the people who will phone bank and get online and raise money and talk to their neighbors and knock on doors for a candidate. And you're hearing from delegate after delegate right now who've done it in the past, who say they're just not doing that for the Republican nominee this time around. They may wind up voting for Donald Trump, but they're not going to work for him. And if your foot soldiers aren't working for you, it can be a huge liability.
Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent, thanks so much.
You got it, John.